This is Taste and See, partaking in all that God has for us and sharing fantastic recipes. I'm Angie. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Psalms 34:8. On the journey of life, it's easy to get bogged down by our past mistakes we have made, regrets we hold, and the burdens we carry. Yet the Bible invites us to a different perspective. Psalms 34:8 encourages us to taste and see that the Lord is good. This is not just a call to experience God's goodness, but to trust that His goodness can transform our past into something beautiful and purposeful. Consider the story of Joseph from Genesis. Betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and wrongfully imprisoned, Joseph's past was filled with hardship and pain. But God had a plan through every trial. Joseph's faithfulness and trust in God were refined. Eventually, he was elevated to a position of power where he could save nations from famine and even reconcile with his brothers. Joseph's past, marked by suffering, became a platform for incredible purpose. In our own lives, it's easy to see only the stains of our past, but God sees potential. He specializes in turning our scars into stories of grace, our failures into testimonies of redemption. By inviting God into our broken places, we allow Him to transform them. So, how do we begin? Start by bringing your past to God. Lay your regrets and pains before Him in prayer. Ask Him to reveal how He might be using those experiences to shape you for His purposes. As you seek Him, you'll begin to see how your past can be part of a greater plan, one where God's goodness is not just a concept, but a lived reality. Bringing your past to God or seeking to understand and reconcile with your past in a spiritual context can be a deeply meaningful journey. Here are some compassionate ideas to consider. 1. Prayers of reflection and healing. Engage in prayers that acknowledge your past experiences, both positive and painful. Ask for guidance, healing, and the strength to let go of any burdens or regrets. 2. Journaling your journey. Write a letter or journal entry to God, reflecting on your past experiences and the lessons you've learned. This can be a way to process emotions and seek understanding. Confession and forgiveness. If your tradition includes confession, use this practice to bring forward past mistakes or regrets. Seek forgiveness and offer forgiveness to others who may have wronged you. This will alleviate a lot of heaviness. 4. Rituals of letting go. Engage in symbolic acts of release, such as lighting a candle or writing down what you wish to let go of and then discarding it. This can help you visually and emotionally release your past. 5. Meditation and contemplation. Spend time in meditation, focusing on finding peace with your past. Reflect on how these experiences have shaped you and how you can move forward with grace. 6. Seek counsel from spiritual leaders. Talk with a spiritual advisor or counselor about your past. They can offer guidance, wisdom, and support in understanding and reconciling with your experiences. 7. Acts of service and charity. Use your past experiences as motivation to help others. Acts of service can be a way to transform past pain into positive action and connect with a higher purpose. 8. Gratitude practice. Reflect on what you've learned from your past experiences and how far you've grown, and express gratitude for the growth and strength they've brought you. This can help shift your perspective and foster, a sense of peace. 9. Importantly, forgiving yourself. Embrace self-compassion and work on forgiving yourself for past mistakes. Understanding that everyone makes errors can be a step toward healing and moving forward, and that'll bring you a lot of compassion to give to others as well. 10. Create a sacred space. Designate a space in your home for reflection and connection with God. This can be a quiet corner with items that hold spiritual significance for you, where you can engage in prayer, meditation, or contemplation. 11. Spiritual readings. Read texts or scriptures that offer insights into dealing with the past difficulties. Many religious and spiritual writings provide comfort and wisdom for overcoming personal challenges. 12. Community support. Share your journey with a supportive faith community or group. Sometimes discussing your experiences and hearing other stories can offer a new perspective and comfort and a sense of acceptance. Approach this journey with patience and kindness towards yourself and others. Remember, it's a personal and ongoing process, and finding the right methods for you might take time. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the promise that you are good and that you are able to work all things together for our good. Help us to trust you with our past and to believe in the purpose you have for our lives. Transform our brokenness into blessings and use our stories to glorify you. Teach us to taste and see your goodness every day. In Jesus' name, amen. The recipe of the week is for tandoori-style chicken kebabs. You will need 2 cups of plain yogurt, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of ground turmeric, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken thighs cubed, 6 wooden skewers. Number 1, whisk yogurt, lemon juice, turmeric, cumin, garlic, and pepper. Add chicken, stir until coated, chill 2 hours. Number 2, soak skewers in warm water, 30 minutes. Heat grill on medium-high heat. Remove chicken from marinade, scraping off excess. Thread chicken onto skewers. Grill, flipping once until chicken is coated thoroughly, about 8 minutes per side. Season with salt to taste. If desired, serve with lime slices and maybe some lime rice. And there you have it. You have a nice, fallish, comforting dish. Tune in next week for more words of encouragement on how we can taste of God's goodness and for more recipes that will create dishes that will be sure to get the family around the table in a hurry. If you didn't quite catch that recipe, you can view it on the Gold Country Radio Facebook page. Until next week, thanks for listening to Taste and See with me, Angie. It has been absolutely delectable.